This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive. The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Foreign Currency, Scotiabank, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business.
Live and in full effect, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on this Thursday, Small Business Thursday, live and in full effect. So happy to be with you today. Grateful to be in your company always. I made a call yesterday. I say, hey, what's happening, brother? Howard, listen to me. I am happy to be living. Any day above ground is a good day. And I tend to agree with him, especially as we tiptoe to Thursdays. Now, Wednesdays is sort of midweek, sort of the high point that we know that we're kind of moving in a different direction. All right, moving towards the weekend. We're excited about that. But Thursdays, for all those persons who ingest in social information and whatnot, and the newspapers and so forth and so on, you would know that Thursdays is a time that we can be able to sort of reflect. As we touch the newspapers, a little bit thick, it has a lot of inserts in it. And one of the major inserts that seems to be expanding, talk to me. Right? One of the major inserts that continues to be able to expand is the obituary. The obituary. And I continue to be able to talk about these things. And, you know, especially with the fact that, you know, crime is, you know, it seems like it's going crazy. There are so many inserts in the newspapers, both the Guardian, National Guardian newspaper, and the Tribune that talks about crime and a cohesive approach for growth and development, inclusion, and an operation to be able to move forward. So everyone's talking about crime. But the fact of the matter is that every Thursday, these papers are getting thicker. So I wanted to kind of do that. If you're in that space, if you're one of those persons who has a representative in the space on Thursday, I mean, there's no two ways about it. Our Thursday is going to come in due time and due season. But if you're one of the persons that are dealing with a loved one who's passed away this Thursday, and we're looking up and down through the newspapers at your loved one, and you try to find the prettiest picture for these particular persons, and you want to be able to put that there, if you're one of those persons who continues to be able to grapple with the loss of a loved one in your life right now, and you want to kind of put them down in style and, you know, repose the character, the life that existed in that particular person, I always tell you, reach out to my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They could be more than happy to assist you in those areas, right? They are on Ernest and York Street. And they could put your loved one down in style, the class and the character, everything. They could capture that, right? And allow this particular person to go down in sort of their farewell in the style that they lived their life. So reach out to them, Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. I wanted to say that to you guys and let you know exactly what's what. Also, I got a shout out to Accretio. Accretio has been decent in terms of being able to do some stuff with me. I am always grateful. It says, get a head start on your hair restoration journey with Accretio's Hair Growth. Our eco-friendly products treat hair breakage, thinning, slow growth, and other scalp and hair issues. We've got the best gels, natural hennas, oils, and so much more, backed by over a century's legacy. Our head technicians treat natural and relaxed hair in a variety of styles. We will fix your crown and your confidence as you fall in love with your hair all over again. Give us a call today at 601-5144. That's 601-5144 or 802-6762. Or just visit our store on Island Plaza, East Shirley Street, opposite the Church of God of Prophecy. That is Accretio Hair Growth. They've been with us doing some small business stuff for a long time. We always got to be able to shout out our good, decent people over at Accretio's. Guys, tonight is Thursday night. And Junior Junkunu, I mean, I don't know if y'all have any little children who kind of excited about this. My daughter is wild excited about this. So I want to be able to read it to you. Scotiabank invites you to help them bringing the big energy for Junior Junkunu. To follow their Instagram page, Scotiabank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hype and ready for the big parade Thursday tonight, January 25th. Once you log into the page, hit the follow button and like pictures from your school tour. Come out to watch a Junior Junkunu parade at 6 p.m. tonight, Thursday, at Scotiabank Bahamas IG page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy. Celebrate the vibe of Junior Junkunu, Scotiabank, official bank of Junior Junkunu. As the information is there. Also, I got to be able to give a good shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are located at number 407 South Blue Hill Road South, right? They are east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. They got everything for you. If you're one of these people that continues to kind of tinker with this idea of how do I do this, how do I do that in terms of insurance, please reach out to them right now. The number is 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to insurance. Please, my good guy, Ethric Bowe, would be more than happy to assist you. He has his lovely wife always being able to assist in those areas. They get great staff. They get all these particular... He said to me the other day, he said, Howard, I'm looking for two employees. I don't know whether or not he found it. He and I spoke this morning, but I don't know whether or not he found it. We didn't talk about that, right? So call him, 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They'd be more than happy to accommodate you with your insurance, whether or not you're a jitney, a taxi, you got Estes, whatever you got on the road, livery plates, whatever you got, they'd be more than happy to assist you in those particular areas and prepare you to make some moves and make some things happen. Well, guys, this is a beautiful day, and I'm always grateful for this and grateful for the opportunity to kind of do that. I got a call from my good friend, Ephraim Jones this morning and said, Howard, today is okra soup. I see 6 o'clock this morning. I don't know what, he must be sleeping. He must be cooking the soup himself. 6 o'clock this morning, he hit me up. Howard, today is okra soup. Down in the Garden of Eden, I don't know if you want an okra soup today. I'm not thinking about okra soup at 6 o'clock in the morning. But you know, as we creep towards 12 o'clock, it sounds good. Talk to me. Go down there, check out my good guy, Ephraim Jones over at the Garden of Eden. I got to get the number for you so I can be able to tell you to give him a call. The Garden of Eden down there at Eastwood. right across the street from the Elizabeth Estates Police Station. You're going to take that left right there and go up right there. You know, right? I'm going to give you the number in 2 seconds so you can be able to get your okra soup if you're in that. Because every Thursday is kind of a soup day for them, so they do those things. Guys, I'm excited to do this, man. Last week we had a conversation with my good friend, Ahmad Rashad, right? From Astute Talent Management, in terms of preparation to kind of move towards some things that he's doing. Now, we talked about this and we kept talking about it. And last year, he did something absolutely amazing when he brought some persons together to shift into focus, right? He brought some persons together. And this year, he is doing it with a bang. He's actually taking it up a notch. Last year, we had a great opportunity, had a great turnout. A great deal of persons came for the event over at the Fox Hill Community Center, right? It was great. I really enjoyed it. I went out. It was a tremendous amount of persons there. Persons live were changed. The speakers were absolutely amazing. This year, he's going to be doing the same thing to another level over at Bahama. And so I'm excited to be able to talk about that. I think I have him on the phone right now to be able to tell me a little bit more. Is that Ahmad? Ahmad on the phone? Good afternoon, my brother.
That is Ahmad.
What's happening with you, my brother? You get too big time. You can't even come in the studio no more. My God.
Man,
you need to stop.
The shift is on, and we are in the thick of it. So we couldn't make it down to the studio today. But
praise God.
We are here to talk about the shift, my brother. How are you today, sir?
I'm fantastic, man. Tell me where you're at right now. I'm sure that you're preparing yourself to be able to do what you have to do at Bahama and being able to get those things taken care of.
We are actually at the Bahama Convention Center right now, getting things all ready for our shift tomorrow. Our team is here, and we are getting the room together. We are getting our swag bags together. We are preparing the way for our shifters for tomorrow, my brother.
Now, this is always exciting for persons. They love to hear about these things. They like to talk about these things, about the concepts and ideas that exist. They like to hear about business. They like to know that we're making moves. And unfortunately, sometimes our foot too short. Are we too late to start?
That again, man.
Are we our foot too short sometimes? You know our foot too short. My God, you just miss it. Your foot too short. Tell me if we are out of time as it relates to being able to sign up for what you're going to be able to do with Shift to Focus.
Howard, I have 19 seats left. 19 of them.
19
seats. 19
seats
left right now. 19 seats left. And what we're doing, Howard, specifically for the viewership, the listenership, of the foundation show with Howard Grant.
Praise God.
We're going to extend you a very special rate of $97. If you call Howard right now, or you call my number right now, well, when I come off the radio, that is, you are WhatsApp us. You WhatsApp 468-0192. The first 19 people will be able to take part of this event for $97. That's a $200 discount.
$97? I hope a lot of people are listening today. Praise God. I hope you're listening today. Now, you know, a lot of persons are out here. I don't know whether or not you saw the sponsorship and the information coming across your social media. I see a lot of persons actually had it attached to their status on WhatsApp and so forth and so on. So you got a lot of support and persons saying that they're going to support it. Now, you understand that there is a plethora of speakers. These guys are, listen to me, they top-notch speakers.
Yeah.
And I like how you have it intertwined and kind of woven in with sort of a young and old, a progressive idea. Everyone is speaking about a new course, a new path to be able to take. Talk to me about those particular speakers. Now, I know you won't give sort of a monologue and the bio for everyone, but give me sort of the well-rounded concept of what exists and how we could be able to hit those things.
Definitely. So, Howard, like you said, we have a plethora. My mother says a myriad of speakers.
My God, I love it.
Taking place. Myriad tomorrow at the Bahama Convention Center, and we're talking about things like digitize to monetize, shifting beyond the brick and mortar. We have Honorable Jeffrey Beckel. Mm-hmm. We have Mrs. Keishelle Davis. We have Mr. Keith Davies, Mr. Dwayne Davis, Mr. Duran Hume. All of these individuals are experts in their own right and are commanding the space when it comes to digitization of businesses, of experiences for your corporate Bahamas employees. For all things digital, you need to be in the room for this conversation. We have on another panel discussion called Collaboration versus Competition, Shifting Beyond the Black Crab Syndrome. It's time for you to shift beyond pulling down your brother and your sister. Mm. It's time now to shift into collaboration, a collaborative nature and way of doing things. So we have Mrs. Loretta Butler-Turner, the one and only. We have Mr. Gary Wong. We have Mrs. Davina Rutherford out of Grand Bahama. And Mr. Matthew Sweeting, who are all 100% the definition, the epitome of collaboration in their businesses. They are the ones that are right now helping people to bridge gaps, right? Matt is making a living off of literal collaboration. He is selling what somebody else is buying and vice versa, right? Davina is an event planner, and I use that term very loosely because she's a lot more than that. But she is helping people's dreams come to light with the power of collaboration, connecting mm-hmm. this one with that one and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Another panel discussion we're going to have called Longevity, Shifting Beyond Your Mistakes. Listen to me. Your mistakes in life do not define you. They are only a catalyst. Yes, you fumbled the ball. Yes, you had a blunder the other day, but what are you going to do about that? Will you be stuck where you are, or will you use that to get to your next level in business, in corporate Bahamas, in your life, mm-hmm. in your spirituality, whatever it is? On that panel, we have Mr. Sherrod Lightbourne. Man, Howard, one of my students is coming all the way from London.
You serious?
Barita Sands is taking a flight right now to get to the Bahamas. She's going to be here tomorrow. She landed about 2 hours ago. She took a 13-hour flight to be in the room tomorrow to engage our audience and help them to shift. We have Mr. Lincoln Deal. We have Mr. Jonathan Cunningham, who will be talking about understanding your mistakes. Johnny says, man, listen, my mistake was me. I was in the way of myself. And so Jonathan has now taken a new lease on business, a new lease on life, and is now operating a multi-million dollar organization today after having been bankrupt twice.
You serious?
Okay. Finally, I'm serious, Howard. Then we have investing in you, shifting beyond poverty in business and defining your brand. There's no reason that you have to be broke. There are things you are doing with your money that you shouldn't be doing. We're going to have Mr. Nathaniel Butler talk about the psychology of finances. What is your relationship with money? How do you treat the money that you're making or not making? Ms. Shaquille knows the best insurance agent in the entire Bahamas will be talking to us about why insurance should be seen as an investment and not a curse. Mr. Nicholas Higgs, the managing director of the Bahamas Development Bank, will be engaging us about the things that you should be doing and the opportunities you can take advantage of as a Bahamian citizen to make money, to earn money, to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Mr. Nicosi Simonet from the branding perspective. How do you take your image and enhance it, enlarge it, make it better, make it stronger? We are also going to be talking with, I have a special guest that's coming down to talk about shifting beyond your stuck. Howard, this is the year 2024, and there are people listening to us right now who are right where they were this same time last year. You have a choice to make, ladies and gentlemen. You need to make your decision now. What are you waiting for? Who are you waiting on? If you're not investing in yourself, who is going to do so for you? This is the day that the Lord
has
made, and you need to make up your mind to shift.
This is heavy. I want to say something. You got to give me 2 seconds. You know, I have encountered in our society, because I told you before, I do custom service, I do the training, I do the whole thing, right? And I've come from a space where I've learned this and learned the science associated with it. How do we approach this? The 10 and 5, all these particular things. And so when I go out, I identify these things socially. There is an epidemic from an economic standpoint, from a business standpoint in our country, far and wide. For those persons who see small business as an opportunity to be able to become your own boss, if you don't have the principles of retention to be able to understand what this business means and understand the value of your customer, understand how this kind of reciprocity should exist between you and your customer for consistency, you need to be able to get to this thing. Talk to me. I just want to be as decent as possible. You need to get to shift to focus. You need to understand your money. You need to understand your position. You need to understand your social responsibility. You need to understand how we could be able to make these things move together for productivity and growth. Now, maybe you don't feel like, oh, this is necessary. How a challenge you're trying to make it. Listen, it's $97 today. And if you can't invest less than $100 in yourself, talk to me. I want to be decent. If you cannot invest less than $100 into yourself, into your future, into fortifying your position, you shouldn't be in business. I just want to be as decent as possible, Ahmad. Talk to me. Talk to me,
yeah,
Ahmad.
Yeah, you're correct.
Is that
and
too much?
I believe
much?
You can be decent, but you could also be very, very upfront and frank with your listeners. This is not, there's nothing in our world right now that suggests you should be doing things business as usual.
No. Not
every
now.
Every day, people are being gunned down on our streets. People are... The body of Christ is even under attack right now.
My God.
This is not the time to do what you've always done. I write in my book, Howard, Shifting to Focus, by the way, you cannot get where you've never been by doing what you've always done. You are listening to us right now and you are thinking, you are contemplating, should I do this or should I do the next? You need to invest in yourself. Do yourself the favor and text me right now, 468-0192, and book your, get your $97 seat today. Listen to me. This is something
you know, that you might be with Mod right now, you know. My God, I should have waited.
Listen. We have 17 people who are going to be giving you insight that you cannot believe.
Deep insight.
This is by far at least a $10,000 masterclass that we're giving you today. At
my
least.
God.
You're going to be in the presence of these individuals for 8 hours, rubbing shoulders, connecting with people who are in a position that you want to get to. What are you waiting for?
My God. I just said the first 19.
The center is calling you.
First 19.
Has already been reduced to 16. We have four people at 7 to 15. We have four people who have already texted and they are already in.
Let's
you
go, guys.
15 more spots available.
468-0192. 468-0192. Make this thing happen today. This is for you. This is for growth. This is for development. This is for consistency, for you to be able to realize the strength that you have. You know, sometimes you have a raw talent. You're like a gem that needs to be polished. Allow these men and women, 17 of them. Is it 17 or 19? How much persons you got?
17.
You got 17.
We have 18 speakers, four panel moderators. Listen to me, man, Howard. This is going to be game changing.
Guys, you don't have to see Tony, what's his name? Going all over the world and doing his thing, right? You want to be able to go to those particular functions. There is talent that exists right here. People have been operating on the highest level right here. You may not necessarily know them, but they are here and Ahmad found them. 17 top-notch persons in our society, one coming all the way from London to be able to give you gems tomorrow. Be a part of this thing, man. Give him a call, 468-0192. 468-0192. Ahmad, give me the times that everything's going to happen over at Bahama.
Say that again?
Give me the times. How everything's going to happen.
So, registration and expo will be from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning. You cannot appear to that conference hall unless you've texted that number and received a welcome email from us. Please honor the rules of the conference. We want to respect the integrity and the experience for everyone involved. If you text us, you will receive a message that says you're in. Stand by for more details. If you do not receive that message, then you're not in. Okay?
Okay.
That's the first thing. The second thing you will receive once you've gotten that text that says you're in standby is a welcome email from our shift team. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. in the morning until 9 a.m. Conference begins at 9 a.m. sharp. Okay? You cannot afford to miss this shift. I was talking to one of my panelists the other day, Mr. Matthews, and Matt said, Ahmad, listen, it's time for people to get their shift, S-H-Y-F-T, together. What are you waiting on? Let's do this. Let's change your life for the better. Let's change your life right now.
Y'all Christian people, this is the same thing y'all do with rum cake, you know. I don't really drink it, but give me a piece of the cake. You need to stop, right? Shift. Yes, you got to spell it out for the people.
Right.
You need to stop. This is exciting.
You're
cussing people on the people already, right? This is exciting, though. I want to be able to commend you, Ahmad, and commend your entire team for their professionalism, their consistency, their determination to see our community shift. And, you know, what better time than now? I mean, I think a lot of persons are kind of trying to figure out exactly what their purpose is, their commitment, and all these things. There is something deep within you. There is something nagging at you. There's a prick that's in there. It's time for you to kind of fix that, guys, and get your things polished up and prepared to serve. You only can do that with the right tools. And these tools are available. Give them out a call today, right today, 468-0192, 468-0192. It's $97, a shift into focus. What is the room that y'all going to be in? What's the room called?
I'm talking about it. You got to email us.
Oh, come see. Sorry. I'm not going to fight you, sir.
People come in the morning and talk and show up. No.
Okay.
You got to WhatsApp or text us right now.
What's up a text right now?
Call. I know Howard said to call, but please text.
Okay, text him.
Give you a faster response. We don't want to hold up the line.
Text him.
Text us at 468-0192 and say that you want to shift. I want to shift.
Mm-hmm.
You will receive a text message from us. We will send you the details thereafter. Please, family, this is the time to shift your life forever.
Ahmad, it's been absolutely wonderful to be able to. I'm excited about this. I'm grateful for the opportunity to kind of put this out there and let everybody know. $97, you got to get your hair here only here on the foundation. $97 right now for 15 more persons. We started at 19. We had 15 right now. Watch me. I know it's going down.
We have 13 more spots.
Ladies and gentlemen, 13 more spots. Get your stuff together right now. It's $97. You can be able to do this. 17 top-notch, at the top of their game speakers. There's going to be passion, determination, and a shift into focus for you guys. Ahmad, I want to thank you, my brother. All the absolute best for tomorrow and into the future. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you and yours. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a text right now at 468-0192. That's 468-0192. All right,
thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate you, my brother. I love you with the love of the Lord.
Praise God.
I will text you back once we are at the 19 mark.
Absolutely, my brother. Thank you so much.
Now we got about 10 slots left. God bless you, Howard. Take care.
Okay, my brother. All the absolute best. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Ahmad Rashad from Astute Management. Astute Talent Management, being able to do these things. 97. You got 13 spots left. If you want to do that, 468-0192. This is Small Business Thursday with Howard Grant. Take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
To all homeowners, this is your reminder that Scotiabank encourages all taxpayers to sell outstanding real property taxes before March 31st, 2024. We want to ensure that you're up to date on all tax obligations. Failure to comply may affect your monthly mortgage payments and the total balance owing under your mortgage. We invite you to contact the RPT office of the Department of Inland Revenue or your nearest branch or bank officer if you require additional information or assistance. Stay on top of your taxes with Scotiabank.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant, live in concert, Burna Boy! Burna Boy performing live! Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park with Burna Boy performing live! Also performing Rich Homie Quan, 38 Afri, Joe Capone, Back Civelli, Ratty Pinder, Bloody, Fat Shot, Puzzle, Judah the Lion, and Jay Shepherd. Hosted by Natural Empress, Rika C, Pencil, and Aaron Rain. Music by the country's top DJs, Overdose, DJ Tank, DJ Hennessy, DJ Mad Bull, AJ Unruly, DJ Melody, Spilling the Gate 2024. Saturday, February 17th at Clifford Park with Burna Boy. Get tickets now. The name of the game is to be on the scene.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, on this Small Business Thursday, live and in full effect, being able to bring a great deal of things to you. And right now, I need to bring you the Big Harvest Community School, Sunday School. They're going to be able to do a Sunday School rally in the alley. This is really exciting. I've been seeing it all over the place. I'm excited about it. I saw it in church the other day at the Bahamas Harvest Church with Pastor Mario Moxie. Some information actually came to the forefront. So I'm excited about this, excited to talk about these particular things and talk to you guys about what's going to be happening and how we're going to be moving. I want to introduce you right now to Bishop John W. Ferguson. He's an ordained bishop in the Church of God of Prophecy and a retired assistant commissioner of police. This is truly exciting to have you today, my brother. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon to your audience, Mr. Grant, and I am excited and I'm glad that you invited me to be
here. Man, I'm glad that you're here, man. I really am, because you know what? I think you came at the opportune time. I think the country is in sort of a space. Your position actually speaks to two helms. You hold two significant hats in our community. You held the hat of law enforcement, and now you're in this sort of a position where you have the cloth of God, and being able to do these things. And you're speaking more specifically to the church and Sunday schools. Talk to me about it. Let's start this off now. Let's start decent.
Indeed.
Talk to me about what do you make of the crime that we're seeing in our country right now? Talk to me about it.
Mr. Grant, to be quite frank with you, we've been this way before, but the intensity of it has not been the way it is. By that I mean, it's like if you are in a storm, category 1, category 2, category 3, category 4, category 5. The whole region, the entire region of this part of the world is in a Cat 5 crime.
Cat 5?
Yeah, pandemic. I say that because I listened to what the Prime Minister of Jamaica had to say about what is happening in Jamaica. I listened to what the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago had to say. They are bringing in their army to assist the police in what is happening in those countries. And we are in the world. Let's be real. We are part of the world. And the world is on fire, really, as you can see what's going on.
Not just Rome.
In the Middle East. The whole world is on fire.
Not just Rome. The whole world burning.
Yeah. And all of that is related to the Bible is right.
I hear you.
If you read Proverbs, mm-hmm. you read the New Testament, Galatians, mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk about Revelation. Mm-hmm. The word of God is true and faithful. Mm-hmm. But back to what you asked me about what is happening in our country. We can overcome this. The first thing, my generation is caught between two generations. A generation that appear to be lost and not know where they are going, and a generation coming behind who is looking for mentorship and direction. Mm-hmm. So we have to, it's almost like holding hands now, trying to balance these two generations. Mm-hmm. If we don't deal with the generation behind, we'll be sitting here 20 years from now, going over the same problem
wow.
with more intensity.
You know what's an amazing thing? Yesterday I had a great conversation with one of my guys, man. He always sits with me, Garth Rosborough, and he kind of gave a conclusion to the entire matter at the show and started to talk about geriatric politicians, right? And I said, ooh, that's kind of sharp. But if we start to really think about it, the question I want to ask you is whether or not those persons at the helm of leadership in our country, whether that is in the church, whether that's in politics, whether that's in the private sector, do you believe that they are maybe a few steps behind as to what's happening with crime, with the evolution of things in our society, and they need to kind of catch up or pull the right people around them? Talk to me about it.
The blame game have to stop.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You cannot blame any particular individual mm-hmm. for what is happening. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, we're in a storm. Mm-hmm. When you are in a storm, and if you speak to people who passed through Dorian, mm-hmm. they will tell you that desperation set in. And mm-hmm. when desperation set in, you do anything to survive. Mm-hmm. The point I am making is we will survive, but we have to be together. It's not about PLP or FNM or this one or the next one. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is trying to survive this. This has nothing to do with politics. And that's why I tell you the Bible is right. And man has to now come to himself to realize that only God can help us. That's why the theme of our rally is the Lord is our keeper.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And when you lose faith in God, then you might as well close shop. God has brought us through many storms. And like I said, in my 40 years in the police force, we've been this way before. I can tell you. I can quote times and incidents. But the intensity of it has not been this way. I remember when I was in charge of, during my career, I was once in charge, along with Mr. Guard Johnson, in charge of the gun unit. And we literally, we did some stuff that really is on the record. But I'm only saying that in passing, that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is up to the task of doing their job. I can tell you, I'm not trying to be one-sided because I was there. No, I know what that force is capable of doing and the leadership. But the point I'm making is the Bahamian people now have to join hands with the community. The problem is not in the church. We go to church 11 o'clock, we sing, turn on the air condition, sing Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying, come out of church, jump in our cars, go home and eat chicken and rice. But we're still singing Rescue the Perish, Care for the Dying.
Within the four walls of your church.
Yeah.
You ain't come outside yet.
You ain't reach outside yet.
My God. You got an alley right there.
You got a whole community.
My God.
Passing you up and down, the fella sitting down, begging for 10 cents. You look at him like he don't exist.
I don't see this no more, you know, because I got to drift this. I don't see, you know, at one time, there was sort of evangelists within the community, right? One time ago, you would see people walking up and down. When I was very young, you'd see people evangelizing. You see some white faces in 8 Mile Rock all over the place, sleeping all over the place, coming and help, so forth and so on. They've moved back from this sort of a local evangelism.
No, it is happening, you know, how.
Where, how? I didn't see it.
Or case in point, I know the Church of God of Prophecy just completed a crusade, and they did not stay. I should say, we did not stay in the wall. They had a service that Sunday, but all of the local churches were admonished to go out into the community and not only go empty-handed, but take a bag, a grocery bag, something, and give. That happened. That's a fact. That's on record. Mm-hmm. And other churches are doing it. But just like everything else, a lot of them, they're quiet. You know, but Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
This is important.
This is very important.
Let me tell you why, because for the advertisements that, this is what we do, right? Yeah. The advertisements that come at us on a day-to-day basis about whether it be beverages, whether it be concerts, whatever it is, we have the responsibility of hitting people with that rhythm every single day.
Yeah.
And then when the church doing something, it's few and far between, right? They say, well, how would you care? You have the responsibility of being able to put this in people's faces.
Yeah, but you see, that's why I'm saying, the model for this is Jesus Christ himself.
I like this.
Yeah, he was the model.
I like this.
He went from pillar to post, from village.
That's marketing.
To the seaside. He marketed.
That's marketing.
Yeah. All you hear is Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, or Jesus of Nazareth is coming this way. And
he sent him ahead. He said, tell the fellas, you can see a donkey right there.
Exactly.
Let him do everything.
Yeah.
He sent him ahead in preparation.
We have deviated from the model.
My God.
We have done it. We have deviated from the model of Jesus Christ, and it became more like, well, I. Everybody got personal. And Jesus said, I will leave disciples. But nobody want to hardly be a disciple now.
I like what you're saying. I want to talk to you about something, though. There is this kind of an intense conversation about the Bail Act and revoking that and so forth and so on. But the one thing that's accompanied that conversation is with lawyers, the criminal defense lawyers, being able to say that this is because a man is innocent until he's presumed innocent until proven guilty. We have the responsibility of being able to attack these things. Now, this is constitutional. Our constitution also gives us this sort of an opportunity to be able to freedom of religion, freedom of faith and so forth and so on. We have evolved, right? we have, I don't know whether or not evolved was the right word. We have morphed, let's use morphed, as a society away from these foundational tenets in the Bible.
Right.
The foundational tenets that actually speak to a clear path, the straight and narrow, and accepted different faiths and concepts and ideas. Do you believe that this sort of diversity of faith, diversity in religion, is leading to some of the indiscretions that we're seeing in our society?
Indirectly, yes, because we have more or less set up walls that separate us from one another, so to speak. You see? That's why I cannot get away from emphasizing what Jesus said to his disciples. I and my Father are one. And when he left this world, he left those 12 disciples and he admonished them to stay together and be as one. And when they panic, he said, no, I will send you a comforter. If you're going to get a little, timid, I'm going to send you a comforter to comfort you. See, we have deviated from a lot of the basic foundations of what brought us where we are. And that's why the Sunday school movement, I say this, you could lick me in my head with a 2x4.
My God.
I still believe that the Sunday school movement, which started in Gloucester, England, when crime was high in Gloucester, and Robert Ricks, who was a millionaire at that time, he was a publisher, he decided to gather all of those little youngsters who were creating havoc in that city and start a Sunday school, the modern Sunday school. It was so successful that the magistrates of that day were amazed at how crime took a dip after these young persons who were creating menace in the society started to attend Sunday school. And you could Google it. It's right there for the world to see, Robert Ricks. And I am saying the Sunday school movement in our country has been sidelined. It has been watered down. It has been turned into all kind of different stuff.
In many cases, it's non-existent.
It does not exist.
You won't be decent when you say that, but yeah. I've been to churches where the pastor requires everybody to be in here.
Yeah.
Everyone. And there is, so if we eat meat today, the babies can eat meat. The babies, they own breasts. They own milk.
You understand what
you
I'm
need
saying.
To be able to give them sustenance in their space. I visited a church where is my church home now.
Yeah.
I visited a church for the very first time, and my kids, this is an exciting thing for me also, that my children is sitting with me in service. This was exciting.
Right.
I said, oh my God, my little boy in here, praise God, right?
Yeah.
And he's in Sunday school. My little baby's in the Sunday school. And my two teenagers, they're in this different space. So all of us have some place where we could be able to grab, to gleam.
Indeed.
And in our own spaces. The first time this happened, I didn't know how they was going to react. They came in the car. They said, Daddy, we had so much fun. Oh, my my four-year-old. Oh, my God, Daddy, I enjoyed this so much. And we learned all about when Jesus did this.
Exactly.
See, Foundation. Sunday school is It's
and
crucial.
By extension, Sabbath school.
It's crucial.
Respect to
yeah, we did Sabbath school. Yeah. I did that.
See,
we had the Seventh-day Adventist Church right next to our house.
Yeah.
And I always did summer school and Sabbath school with them.
Yeah. You see, that's why I'm saying the foundation, we have a crack in the foundation, Howard.
My God.
We have a crack. If you have a crack in your foundation, watch that crack. Because that crack is going to get wider.
I feel like it run to the bell course now.
Well, we could still save the house because the house is still standing. But you got to watch that crack. We have to get these youngsters. You see, when a youngster who is 10 now, in another 10 years, he'll be 20. He's an adult. He's an adult. He's over 18. He has his own right. So you cannot wait until the youngster is 18, 19, 20, when he has problems. He don't even know the Ten Commandments. He don't know the fruits of the Spirit. And that's one of the good things I say with our community Sunday school. We inculcate them like the way a nurse would give a child an immunization shot to protect them as they grow. Most of the youngsters who are committing these crimes today, these youngsters, some of them, they've never been prayed for.
Mm. Because they didn't get christened?
The parents wasn't christened.
My God.
So how they didn't get christened? They've not been christened.
Nobody prayed for your
Nobody
child.
Nobody prayed for them.
No dedication.
No dedication. No prayers in the home.
My God.
No, they don't. Some of them, they couldn't repeat the 23rd Psalms if that was the same.
They couldn't repeat the Our Father prayer.
The Our Father prayer. So what do you expect? That's what you sow, that's what you reap.
My God. Now, Bishop, I need you to stay with me. All right. Now, I know that we're only supposed to do a short time, but you got me, guy. I like this conversation. All right. You got to let me take this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, Small Business Thursdays. Excuse me. Small Business Thursdays. We're going to be right back with none other than Bishop John W. Ferguson, all the way from the Church of God of Prophecy, retired assistant commissioner, to talk to us more about what they're going to be doing with the Sunday school rally. Quick commercial break. Get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Wendy's, we are different. We don't just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to you and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here on Small Business Thursdays. Happy to be with you. I want to say a happy wedding anniversary, 38th wedding anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Vanjie Horton. Happy wedding anniversary to you guys. They got all the... And listen, whoever wrote this letter, y'all need to stop. I might as well tell you, you didn't write everything on top of everything else. You might as well send me little scripts, sans scripts, the hieroglyphics for me to read this. You need to stop. But shout out to Eugene and Vanjie Horton celebrating their anniversary, the 38th anniversary today. I want to thank you so much. I want to continue this conversation with none other than Bishop John W. Ferguson, all the way from the Church of God of Prophecy. He's a ordained bishop in the Church of God of Prophecy and retired assistant commissioner all the way from Neck Alley. And before I say anything with Choke Neck Alley, the phone ring light right up. Check and see if that's Bishop for me, please. Is that Bishop? Is that Bishop? That's the Bishop? Send him right through. Send him through. Good afternoon, Bishop. How you doing, my brother?
The people have come out of Choke Neck Alley.
Yeah, praise God.
And the man you have there is a living example that it doesn't matter where you begin.
My God.
Where God wants to take you.
Yes. Bishop, I
commend
thank you.
Him for the Choke Neck Alley rally in the alley.
Yes.
And how he has transformed the lives of countless numbers of boys. I praise God. I praise God for... That's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And but people ask me all the time, where is Choke Neck Alley? But no, I commend Brother Ferguson for his work in the Church of God of Prophecy,
yes.
And especially among those young boys.
Yes, yes.
Young Bishop, children, to
we
be
thank
honest.
You. We thank you so much. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about this? Should we go back to the foundation and really deal with these kids?
Most definitely. The Bible says you should bend the rod while it is young.
Yes. But
bend
the tree.
The limb,
yes.
I think it is. Before it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in our society there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him. Some of these children never was baptized, never christened, don't go to church. But the church needs to go to them. So that's exactly what he's doing this Sunday. And he's done it for several years. I was one of the honorees 1 year. And I bless God for all the person. Frank Carey. Frank Carey was the guy. He was saved and nobody else was saved when all of us started happening. Bless God,
I
man.
I appreciate you, man. Bishop, thank you so kindly for the telephone call.
Do well.
Thank you, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Bishop Simeon Hall being able to give us a call. And shouts out to Choke Neck Alley. By the way, I don't know where Choke Neck Alley is.
Well,
I don't know.
Remember when they said Jesus of Nazareth?
Yes.
They didn't know where Nazareth was either.
My God. But he came from there.
He came from Nazareth.
My God, I'm not going to fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great deal of things that's coming out of Choke Neck Alley. We want to be able to commend you. I want to talk a little bit more, Bishop Ferguson. I want to talk about a little bit more about what's happening down there. Listen, I open up the lines now. Everybody will call. You all need to stop in this Small Business Thursday. See who that is for me, please. I want to talk a little bit more about the amount of kids that you had. How many years you've been doing this down there at the Big Harvest Church, and the amount of kids that you have since then.
We Big Harvest Community Sunday School started on the 5th of September, 1995. I'll never forget it. With 35 barefoot youngsters under an old tent. And it all started on property that was owned by my parents. And I told everyone, look, the Lord has given me a vision to go back to where I came from. I used to pastor Woods Alley every Sunday, and I mean, these youngsters were just all over the place on a Sunday afternoon, making a nuisance of themselves. And God gave me that vision to start that Sunday school. 28 years later, to this year, we have had an enrollment of over 600 and growing. And we have the record of that, with an average attendance every Sunday afternoon of 60 to 70 youngsters and some with their parents, broken up into about three or four classes on the outside. They like the outside. And they come every Sunday. We have to run them home. Big Harvest is a holistic Sunday school where they come. They get, the first thing they get is love. We teach them the fundamentals of the faith, the fruits of the Spirit, the Ten Commandments, the books of the Bible, and all the ingredients that they need for the foundation of their life. And we try to inculcate them, and like I said, immunize them so that they can go through life with something in their heart. And Jesus Christ is the principle of whom we speak about when they come to Sunday school. If they're hungry, we feed them. If they need clothes, we feed them.
Because I was guessing we get this into you. Them. You say you're holistic.
Yeah.
And then the first thing you give them is love.
Yeah, love.
Do you feed them?
Yes, we feed them.
Talk to me.
We feed them.
Okay.
They can tell you that. We feed them. If they need clothes, they get it. If they need school supplies, they get it. If they need a couple dollars.
So you love them, you feed them, you teach them.
You teach them.
This is crazy.
Yeah. You have to
this
do that.
This is an amazing thing.
Yeah. And a lot of these youngsters come from homes where there is no love.
And you know something? Those three basic elements is the only thing they're crying out for.
Yeah, that's all they want.
That's all they
want. And attention.
They want, that's where the love come in.
Yeah.
They want you to throw your hand around their neck.
Yeah.
You know, I could never forget when I was a young boy in 8 Mile Rock. People, I didn't understand this, you know. People always would talk to me in this sort of a language to say, y'all.
Yeah.
Which was a crazy thing to me, right? Now, you know my family in 8 Mile Rock. I got a big family in 8 Mile Rock, right? Well, the grand family is a big family, right?
Yeah.
So even if you didn't have a daddy in the grand family, you got a daddy. Because it's too much grandchildren here, everybody around here.
I am telling you.
We in one yard.
Yeah.
All us in one yard, right? And so the children in my school, whether the Turks Island children, Haitian children, Jamaican children, would always identify me in public school and say, yeah, but Howard, you're lucky, or Howard, you're this, and always separated themselves from me. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And then like, I say, come on down by us, right? So we had our own little kind of a Sunday school, but it was basketball.
Right.
Everyone would come and play basketball, and all my uncles would be out there. Yeah. And only when I got older, I understood when they said, I'd have toys that I wouldn't play with, I'd give it to my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, Howard, I never had this before. Yeah. Only when I got older, I realized that the only thing they ever wanted was love.
That's all.
And this sort of
someone
to kind of throw their hand around.
Exactly.
Around them and say, hey, you're doing well, or encourage them to do these things. That's the only element,
Howard,
that these guys want.
You know the amount of youngsters around that community, they call me daddy. They say, oh, daddy reach.
My
when
God.
I pull my car through there.
Well, I can't even, I was thinking about becoming volunteer with you.
They all want to
But I can't have
car.
My little children calling me daddy, my wife,
no,
Jesus.
No problem. I don't have no problem with that.
Praise God.
My wife know that, you know, I have one son.
My God.
One daughter.
Yeah, just clear it up.
So
amen.
The point I'm making is that's what they do because they see that kind of spirit. And I don't turn none of them away because if you see a fellow come to you and he barefoot, obviously he need a pair of tennis.
That's it.
If he come bareback, obviously he need a shirt.
That's it.
That's it. So when you give him that, what you expect him to do? If the fella say, man, buy me a snack.
That's it.
You ask him how much a snack costs, $2. You give him $5. Man, that fella, evil.
Now that's legit now.
No,
when
youngsters,
they get older and they get the blossom lip and they ask you for $2 for something to eat.
Okay.
That's a different story.
Do you know we have youngsters who came, young men now who came to that Sunday school who are now overseas?
My God.
Some in Canada. Some all over the place.
Went to college.
Went to college.
Are these kids, the 600 persons over the years from 1995, the 28 years, right? Are they from the immediate area?
From the surrounding areas.
From the surrounding areas.
One time we had them coming from as far as Pinewood Gardens.
You serious?
On Carmichael Road. All over because they heard about this.
You got a
bus? We don't have no bus. They used to come.
So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you see,
Bishop Ferguson need a bus.
No.
You let's need a bus. Like this.
No, you see.
When I'm begging for you, let me just do my thing, okay? Don't fight me, right? He need a bus to pick up the little journey.
You see, what I'm saying is, that immediate area, that was a, that, the Hay Street Park,
mm-hmm.
that was a problem area.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend pastors like Pastor Hugh Roll from Salem, who had, their church has a basketball court now that absorbs a lot of the energy from those youngsters. But the Salem Park, I remember...
You need adults out there with them, though. Because the church is still going to cost on the church park.
The point I'm making is
mm-hmm.
where they came from, where that particular environment came from to what it is today,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a safe area. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole mm-hmm. environment has changed. One time ago, you had a lot of problems in that area. But now there has been a transformation, you know. You know, hopefully, we hope it will continue. But getting back to what I was saying about the Sunday school, because of that Sunday school being in that community, not as a separate entity from the people, we have been able to attract those youngsters, and they keep coming every Sunday afternoon and bringing new faces along.
Ain't nobody tell them come.
Nobody
you
tell
ain't
them
fighting them to come.
We get more. You if you see it rain, you want to see them come? Let the rain come down.
They rush it.
Oh, they come more in the rain, in bad weather. This rally coming up, we did a rehearsal last Sunday. We don't have the space on the platform to hold the youngsters.
All of the church.
They want to get ready now to tell.
They want participate.
To participate.
And see, I can say something, Bishop. I can be like this. I got to say this, and this is the radio, so we're talking to everybody. Yeah. These are the same little children when they are neglected that grow up to be murderers.
That's the point.
These are the same little children who are eager to participate. I tell you, I remember these children.
Well, I am telling you, that's why I'm saying a youngster who is 10 now, in another 8 years, he will be 18.
My God.
So he has something to draw from.
My God.
The fellow who is 10 now, who do not have any guidance and no kind of direction, when he get 18, only one thing on his mind is to do something wicked. That's all on his mind because he has nothing to draw from.
Nobody never drive it out.
Nobody never sat him down and say, boy, look here, you could be somebody.
You called to be great.
You called to be great.
But the only thing he heard was cussing.
That's all he heard. And cursing and
cursing violence, spirit.
Antisocial behavior. But that's why I'm saying the Sunday school is where you can do an autopsy on the Bible. You can't do that 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
What time is Sunday school starts?
We start 4 o'clock every 4 o'clock. Sunday afternoon.
How much for 4?
4 to about 6.
4 to 6?
I tell you, we go into the night because they wouldn't go home.
All right, so tell me this. Where you get your food from to feed the children? I can get in your business.
No.
I'm trying to help you right now.
I must, again, I come back now to be, and I'm going to be real. I must commend and thank Super Value.
Okay.
Mr. Roberts,
okay,
tremendous man who has helped us,
mm-hmm.
and I also want to thank Mr. AFS, Mr.
Etrick Bo. He's a good decent man.
Oh man, decent man.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good man. You know they make sure we don't, you know, nothing goes, you know, goes
you're around. Straight.
Yeah. So okay. The point I'm making, well, I mean, the room for improvement is the biggest room in the world.
Talk to me. So, that door never closed. Yeah.
So the point I'm making also is how important it is
mm-hmm.
for every church.
You need volunteers?
By you saying that, let me call the name of my teachers now who have been volunteering over the years. And it's important that I say this because I am only the face of the Big Harvest Community Sunday School.
Mm-hmm.
I thank my church and my church leaders for their support. But I must give credit for my wife, Debbie, who when we first started, she used to bake the cakes by herself. My daughter, Jeanette, my son, Rashad, Mr. Alwood Ramming, Rosie Ramming, George Berry, Lawrence Darwell, Katrina Mitchell, Marsha Walker, Doreen Johnson. They're the people who come every Sunday, and they make sure the Sunday school is functioning. I am only the face. I am only the channel that you are hearing and seeing today. But that particular Sunday.
These people who's operated.
Yeah, they're the people who they have to take time out and deal with these youngsters.
On a Sunday
afternoon.
When your leg's supposed to be up in your chair.
When I could be home watching the NFL
and
the NBA. Man, every Sunday I'm with Sally. Idea. You see, because I was chosen for that. Not called for that. God chose me for that. I know that because throughout my entire career.
You ever do any field trip with the church?
Yeah, man. One time we went I think a couple years ago, Bahamas Air. took some of them to one of the, I think it was Grand Bahama.
Oh, this is heavy. I was just talking on an island. You didn't take them to another island?
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago. I remember that quite well.
I like
some
this
of them, that was the first time they've been on a plane.
My God.
First time. I'll never forget it. We took them, I think we took them to Freeport. I think it was Freeport.
I like this. If
my memory serves me correct. Yeah. But I keep saying, the Colby boys who now playing professional college basketball, they came through Woods Alley Sunday School. They grew up in Woods Alley.
Mm-mm.
Donnie Moss in Canada now. He's, I think, a coach in one of the schools in Canada. He started off in Woods Alley in the Sunday School. You see? So it's, and so many others who have done well, extremely well.
My God.
They call me all the times. Sometimes I pull up to a fast food restaurant. I don't even remember who it is. And they say, oh, Pastor Ferguson, how you doing? I say, you remind me of who you are. I used to come to the Sunday School.
My God, I got to get some more gray because I want to tell people things like that too.
Man.
I can't, but Howard, you're too young to forget. I can't remember everybody's face. My God. But I want to commend you, though. I might have to tell you this. It's going to be 3 o'clock this Sunday.
The Bahama Brass Band, the world famous Bahama Brass Band, will be coming from the east. And the Urban Renewal Band will be coming from the west. And they're going to converge and bring all the people into Woods Alley. Come early to get a seat, because if you don't come early, you're not going to get a seat.
Oh, you can
parking
just stand.
Parking is available in Transfiguration parking lot and Salem parking lot. Parking will be all over. We will be safe and sound. The police going to be there. Everybody's going to be there.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Bishop came on to be able to really push this concept and idea of the rally that's going to be on Sunday. We want participation from far and wide. But as we continue to be able to delve deeper into this kind of a conversation and understanding what's happening in our community, volunteerism is needed. Talk to me. I just want to be very clear with you. They're saying he didn't ask me to do this, but I'm saying to you, if your spirit is pricked, somebody just text me and say, okay, Howard, I can support this program. Not necessarily the bishop needs it, but I can support this program. I look at the way Jesus operated. He healed people. He raised people from the dead. He fed people. And when those people expressed curiosity, he told them about salvation. Too often I hear about the church representatives coming, right? And, you know, you can take this, coming on the radio, trying to force religion on their beliefs down people's throat. It's a backward marketing campaign. It's crazy that he said it like this. He said, if I walk in a church and hellfire preaching is what I get because I'm in your territory, but if I go on the road, I want some food and not a scripture and a verse. Give me the scripture, give me the verse, and then feed me. Good work, Bishop. I could support this particular program. And don't just support in your words, support it in your words and your deed. In thought and in deed, in an application to be able to see some things happen. Bishop, give me a number so persons could be able to reach out
to
you.
They can reach me at 376-1833. They can reach me, yeah.
1833?
Yeah, 376-1833.
376-1833.
Yeah, they can reach me.
376-1833.
Yeah.
Now, this ain't me trying to be able to raise offering.
No, God. No.
We're the ushers. Somebody start playing. What happened? Where the producers is? Play the music, right? Y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
This ain't me trying to raise the offering, but we recognize something. Sometimes we don't necessarily have the time. Money is time and time is money. And if you can't render your time, we're asking you to be able to support with the finances that you have. We ain't looking for all your money. I'm not going to say, God said, there's 1,000 people in here to give $1,000. I'm not going to do that. I'm saying to you that if you're convicted in understanding what's happening in our communities far and wide,
absolutely,
and you want to be able to recognize that the next generation,
yeah,
wouldn't have to struggle with this sort of a separation, let's do 3 things. Let's love them, let's feed them, and let's teach them.
Absolutely.
And this is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
I love this.
Across the board.
I want to commend you for this, my brother.
I thank God for
You're a good, decent man.
Yeah, I try my best.
You're doing a great deal of things, ladies and gentlemen. Please reach out to Bishop Ferguson. His number is, again, is 242-376-1833. 376-1833. If you got one bus, we'll only need a water pump. I can buy the water pump. Give him the bus. Let's get it done.
I want to just say this too, Howard. Do you know... I've been to India twice. I made 2 trips to India by invitation from a mission in India who saw and heard about what we were doing in our community. The second trip, my wife went with me because I want her to see exactly what, and she's still talking about that. I went on a course, on a leadership course in Hawaii, and they had representatives from all over the world there, but this young man from India, he saw a video of what we were doing in Woods Alley. He said to me, John, I need that in India.
I like how you said it. Go ahead.
I need that in India.
Yeah.
I want you to come to India.
This is what he said.
That's what he said.
This is crazy.
I never went until 10 years after he told me that.
Yeah.
Because going to India is not like going to Miami.
No.
That'd have to be planned.
Yes.
Howard, when I reached the first trip when I went, I was blown away. They didn't even want me to buy water. And when I went into the ghettos of India and the slums.
That's a real.
The real.
Listen, you don't know a slum until you see it in India.
You see it in India.
My God.
And when I went in there and he showed me, he said, John, this is what I do. And I see what you do in Bahamas.
It's amazing how God connects
and
you
he
over.
He said, you have to come back.
The waters.
He said, you have to come back because what you do, I must do in India. And when I went back the second time, almost 7 years later, man, they have schools set up similar to what we have in Woods Alley, dealing directly.
And in 15 years, you're going to hear children saying it was because of this program in India who got its influence from the Bahamas.
I invited them.
That changed my life.
Yeah, it's on record.
You're doing big things, my brother.
He has since passed, but his organization is still going on.
But that's legacy.
Yeah.
You could never pass.
Yeah.
If your passion still exists and it has a pulse, you could never pass.
You can't. I agree with you.
And this is how it happens.
That's how it happens. You see, I keep telling people, you have to do what you're called to do.
That's it.
Don't try to do what somebody else is doing. Do what you are called to do. And a lot of people are called to do some serious stuff, but they think it's too minute, it's too small, and they take it to the grave with them.
My God.
They take it to the grave with them. And then someone tried to fix a berry and put it in there. But it don't work like that.
They try to fix the obituary.
Yeah, they fixed that.
Bishop, you're doing a lot today.
Man.
You see, they try to fix the obituary.
Yeah, they fixed that.
And the pastor's preaching, he will preach in heaven though.
God.
You stretch out in the front of him looking good. Oh my God.
You have to work while it is day.
My God.
Night's gonna fall.
The night is coming.
Night's coming.
Where no man
can work.
My God, I can't get no amen.
No.
Bishop, I want to thank you so very kindly, ladies and gentlemen, again for the number for Bishop, 376-1833. 376-1833. This is none other than Bishop John W. Ferguson, ordained bishop in the Church of God of Prophecy. He's a retired assistant commissioner of police, and he has passion. From 1995, 28 years, we heard the stories, we heard the commitment, over 600 lives touched and saved and transformed into productivity, growth, and development. And it starts with a seed. Three things that we're doing. We love them, we feed them, and we're teaching them. And this is what we're going to do. We want you to be able to be a part of what we're doing on Sunday. This Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday.
On Sunday at 3 o'clock sharp. Where it's going to be? Woods Alley, right?
Woods Alley off Market Street.
Woods Alley off Market Street. They got everything available for you. It's going to be a rally in the alley.
This is our on 22nd
the 22nd rally in
the
alley.
22nd.
Participate in this thing. If you want more information, hit me up 827-0111 and I can send you the flyer. Bishop, I thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for being with me.
It was a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. You got to come in.
Whenever you're ready, you invite me back.
You got to come back and let's be able to do this again.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. A Lives Liberty Prime allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Live has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive. Believe in best.
Burger King Nassau gives you everything you love in a Whopper, plus more with the new Texas Double Whopper. Sink your teeth into two juicy quarter-pound flame-grilled patties, delicious bacon, sliced jalapenos, yellow mustard, melted cheese, plus all the fixings you love, served sesame seed bun. Try it in a classic combo with fries and a drink at any of our seven locations. Hurry, because the new Texas Double Whopper is only available for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. When you choose technology, our online and mobile app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 6.9 FM. Fresh news all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. I'm excited. I am, you know, grateful to hear about what they're going to be doing, not just only with astute management, with a shift into focus program with Ahmad Rashad tomorrow. That's always exciting. Remember, guys, it's $97. You can be able to reach out to him. I don't know. He may have 10 slots available now. But again, you can be able to reach out to him. Text him at 468-0192. Tell him you're ready to shift. But I'm really excited to be able to hear from Bishop W. Ferguson to talk about his commitment. I wanted to know about that. There's sort of a transition that happens. How do you get from law enforcement into community service in the church? How do you get to those things, right? It has to be alignment. A lot of the times we see law enforcement persons move into entrepreneurialism and open up a little small firm and so forth and so on. That's sort of the evolution of the training, expertise, and you know, what they have done over the years. But to move from law enforcement back into the church, it seems to me, can I say this? Just give me a space. It seems to me that there has always been an alignment, that your heart was always in the right place, even in the position of your occupation, that you had a desire. It seems to me, it only could be perception. It's only perception. I didn't get the stats on these particular things, but I'm looking at it and I could hear this passion. And all the way from 1995, on his family's property, on his father's property in Choke Neck Alley, in a depraved part of the country, in the thick of what was happening with drugs, in the thick of what was happening in our country, 28 years later, he remains committed to being able to do these things, went all the way to India. And if you want to be able to help, help, man. I think we kind of deduce, we want to know, well, what your blood type is before you give money. Well, my God, you know, you're all pastors. You need to stop. You didn't give, you didn't give. Don't fight them. Allow the internal discernment to be able to kick in, and then you do what you got to do. We don't need to hear your process of discernment. Shut your mouth up. I mean, not in a bad way. I'm not getting your business. But we don't need to. Your process of discernment, I don't tell people who ask me for $2 on the side of the road or wherever they ask me for money, can I get something, I want something to eat. I don't make a determination out loud as to whether or not I'm going to give them. I determine internally. I assess this. Hold on. This fella look healthy. Look at his mouth. I could see the rose lips, the blossom lips, blossom rose lips look like he's drink a lot. If I give him this money, he may not necessarily get the food he say he can get. All right, but you won't help him. This is the internal process I go through. All right, I won't help him though. All right, let's buy him something to eat as opposed to giving him money. And then I open my mouth. What you need? What you want the money for? I haven't eaten today. All right, let's go get you something to eat. Well, you could just give me the money. Bala, I ain't giving you no money. Right off the top. I ain't giving you no money. I could buy you the food. But this is the process I go through. And I do the exact same thing when I go to your church. Not in a bad way. I do the exact same thing. I know when not to plant my seed. Talk to me. My discernment high when I reach your church. But when I hear people push past these things, push past the rhythm of this prosperity message. Push past the rhythm of this superficiality that continues to be able to exist in these particular spaces and get to the core, get to the foundation of how we need to change our society. My God, that's a place to pull out the collection plate. I can't get an amen. That's a place to pull out the collection plate and be able to participate. I think I got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead with me.
Afternoon, Howard.
What you say, my brother?
I guess I missed the great bishop, but my mother used to be his good sponsor.
Okay.
To believe in his cause. And they're from the same big church.
Okay, okay.
Because the church set standards, too, that big jumper church.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people there from Auckland and Crooked Island, they don't play. They believe in hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But my granddaddy dead in 2018 and 97. He never been in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
None of his seven children.
Mm-hmm.
None of his grandchildren. In fact, one, I don't know nobody who been in Fox Hill.
Mm.
I never started life.
Mm.
But the kind of people I hang with, they wake. They could be up to school. They doing positive things. And I remember my mother telling my big brother, but you beating him? I beating you? So the police don't do it.
Mm-mm.
I can't up your behind. So they don't come looking at my house for gun and drugs. I remember her to this day. I mean, really lashing him. So the police don't have to do it for her. And he's 60-something, and he never been in no trouble. He lived here in the States. He lived 6 months here, 6 months in the States. Because my mother showed him wrong is wrong, right is right. I mean, wrong is wrong, and right is right. And I don't play with criminality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do foolishness. Like, some people that's in boy, like, when I was 15 years old, my mother say, boy, you got to go to work. I live in your home. I land at the devil workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to kill you. Or three of her sons was parking boys. My sister, her two sons go to Brendan St. Andrews. They were parking boys. That statue off with work ethic. To save your money, at the end of summer, she got into the States to go shopping with their own money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our good family does. They don't encourage criminality. Boy, when waking, how are you getting these things?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you in my house sleeping all day? My mother ain't leave you in the house and you ain't waking.
Mm-hmm.
How you could go to wake and leave you a good decent woman home ain't waking?
That's a good, decent parent, though, because things have shifted over the years. No one was checking for these children.
The mother and children is friends. The mother and children, they drink. They drink and they beer together. They're friends.
God.
And, like, my mother looks at me in my eye. She said, I your wife.
Mm.
I your girlfriend.
Mm.
I, your grandmother, I will always be your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never play with me. Until she's dead, on a dead bed, do not play with her. What she said.
Mm-hmm.
And like the family structure is just mother there, they're hollering and crying.
Mm-hmm.
But they know their son, like the guy on Prince Charles, who got the big shooter. He caused a whole girl go to jail for hiding his gun.
Mm-hmm.
He caused one in jail now and one dead. So the mother going, if she let him stay in jail, he would have been alive right now.
My God.
She took his case to the Court of Appeal.
My God.
Now he dead.
My God. This is heavy, heavy, heavy what you're saying. I won't get into these particular things. You have to remember something. We are a small community. And there are a lot of people who are still kind of, you know, grappling and dealing with the loss of a loved one. And so whilst a lot of us are really opinionated with our faith and our base, I think it's very important for us to be sensitive also. As we continue to be able to talk about over the airwaves, they're listening to us. The family members of those particular persons are listening to us. Now, we could speculate about what happened, what didn't happen, and we could be able to make a determination about what happened and didn't happen in our own small pockets. But as it relates to the next generation and developing that, I think it's more important for us to be able to identify. This is me now. This is Howard. I think it's more important for us to be able to identify those three elements that Bishop Ferguson talked about. That love, that feed them, and then that teach them. Love them, feed them, teach them. That's it. And let's watch a generation shift. He gave me some good information. I'm going to check it out. He said Robert Riggs in England started the modern day Sunday school. He was a millionaire in England. He started the modern day Sunday school and watched crime significantly reduce in England. So I'm going to be able to read about that. Robert Riggs in England, out of England, being able to do those particular things. And it's important that no matter how much money you have, you understand that foundationally, at the very base, the core of who we are as a people, there is a question. Is there a God? can I say this? Are we allowed to have this kind of a conversation? I really wanted to take the last quadrant, the last quarter of the show today, to talk about customer service. I really wanted to do that, right? I wanted to talk about customer service and talk about inconsistency in customer service and the belief that a lot of persons are getting into business and they're very casual and nonchalant in business. They believe that being bosses is sort of the supreme thing. And once they can call themselves a boss and they don't have to answer to no one, they forget that you answer to your clients. And if your clients is, because I had an issue yesterday, right? I had an issue yesterday, but I suppose that we can be able to leave this for another show. Right? I did have an issue yesterday. A very long time friend and someone who I always been able to go to business with was indifferent when I said to him, you need to be able to set your business accordingly. He was indifferent with it. Not considering that whilst we are friends, this is not a casual approach and this is not condescension. This is my time is just as important as yours. Plus, I'm providing you monies. People get big-headed about these things. So I wanted to end the last quadrant with that. But I think it's very important that, and y'all got to be able to, I can stick a pin there, we'll talk about that some other time. But it's very important that we have this conversation. Because if we don't get to the core of this issue in our country as it relates to crime, and it's crazy how even on Small Business Thursdays, we could tie this thing in. Bishop came here to talk about the rally in the alley that they're going to be having in Woods Alley on Sunday at 3 p.m. sharp. And that tied into how do we prepare ourselves for shifting our country into this sort of position for national growth and development. How do we get our children? And we just come to one conclusion. We may lose some now. My God, let's just be very clear. Whether we lose them to the streets, whether we lose them to their own convictions, whether we lose them to drifting off and going off to the United States of America and other places around the world to be able to pour their talents in that. We may lose them now, but my God, we got another generation coming. And we could be able to capture that. We could retain that. We could fix this. We could fix this. Incrementally, with all hands on deck, we could be able to make this thing happen. I'm going to open up the lines, guys. If you want to be able to participate in this, you can do that. You can do that 323-622-325-431-6325-4259 anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon.
I don't know if your guest is still there.
No, he left already.
Okay, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity to just say that he is really a patriotic Bahamian. I met him some in the 90s in Andras, especially Andras as an officer. He was a police officer down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that he's really a patriotic Bahamian, a decent man.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for him. I am about 56 now, and I still look up to him.
My God.
Decent Bahamian. So I just wanted to say thanks to him.
I thank you, man. He's going to hear it. He just asked me for a recording of the show, so he'll definitely hear that.
And you are doing a wonderful job, Howard.
I appreciate you.
God bless you.
We didn't meet in Andres, but I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Let me see if we can take a next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You on with us live? All right, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to participate in that. Do I have one more commercial? No? No more commercials, guys. So we can be able to go right through this and have a good conversation over the next 10 minutes and being able to do that. Let's see if I can read a couple of these texts in here. If we get any more texts. Bishop came from Cat Island. He have that Phil Stug symbol in his voice. He said, Howard, please allow the callers to call in and shut your big mouth. This is Sparky text that. I just want to be very clear about this. Right, Sparky, today is Small Business Thursdays. I opened the gate to allow Bishop Simeon Hall in. And now the doors are open. If you want to be able to call in, you can be able to do that. I'm not going to fight you. All right? There's the next telephone caller on the line.
Line.
Call on the line with us live. Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Turn your radio down.
I'm doing great. You know, what Mr. Ferguson is doing is tremendous.
Yes.
And I think, you know, he's given out the word of God. It's only the word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit that change hearts. You know, because the Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but mm-hmm. of incorruptible, mm-hmm. by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. So as the word go forth, the Spirit of God takes this word to the hearts of men, and they have the choice when they're being convicted. And so that's most important. You know, I've been teaching Sunday school from 1982. Mm-hmm. And many times I go on the street and I walk and people come say, Brother Doug, Brother Doug. I said, well, you remember me when you used to teach me in Sunday school, when you used to drive the big Baptist Bible yellow bus down to every part of Nassau, picking up folks. And so the word of God will change the heart of man. Nothing else will do it until we get back to basic and preaching the unadulterated word of God, that God can use his word, that hearts of men can be changed. And then he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So mankind need to know they're sinners. A lot of people don't believe they're sinners. Until you believe that you're a sinner, you can't get saved.
My God.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Brother Doug. Thank you so much. Next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on with us live.
Howard.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
All is well.
All right. Tuning in very late, but I caught Bishop Ferguson. A bit of what he was saying after your news update. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to draw the attention and say, see how he's in the alley raising the hell, carrying the message, mm-hmm. and showing the love. And, you know, just in relation to what happened recently with the national prayer. And there were several of us, including, I remember, I keep forgetting his name, the blind one, not Papa, who calls your show from Nassau Village. He was suggesting that they need to take the message directly to where the persons are who are being impacted, and to the areas where the mass shootings, et cetera, are being carried out. And so I believe that it's quite worthy to echo that as persons like Bishop Ferguson and programs like his that are doing that on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, that need that support, whether it be through Christian Council and the government of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. Because I did hear where the president of the Christian Council said that they will be planning on executing just that and going into the community. So hopefully we can see where they're working with and through partners that are already present in the various communities. That's all I wanted to add to the conversation.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Anton. Always great to hear you participate, and even when we're not talking politics about those things, I think it's time for us to be able to talk about people. I think we have our fill of politics, and I think most of us are, you know, what do people say? You stall of it, right? You didn't eat enough of this. We've ingested so much of this political malarkey that we stall. We can't take it anymore. And I think that that's what's happening in our community, where we don't have the kind of participation and support from a political standpoint, because people are sick of this. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of hearing the back and forth. I'm sick of hearing these particular concepts and ideas of who did this and who didn't do this and all these things. Even our prime minister's in the paper today being able to talk about these things and saying that the government pledges to amend the Bail Act. There's a lot of persons come and say, how we could do that? How can we possibly do those particular things, right? And then we could be able to see about the fact that in the midst of all of that happening, in the midst of this shift that was happening in our country, our prime minister stood in the House of Assembly and indicated that there is a possibility that, you know, the leader in the opposition has taken on this sort of a position of being able to levy accusations against the chief of police and indicating that he was a liar. The prime minister's kind of laid it out. And saying that he too, based upon the position of the accused, based upon the position of the particular persons making the accusations, he too may be implicated. I think too much of these things are politicized. It's too much. I don't want to talk about this. I don't. Not when we still have to hold our breath to try to figure out if anybody's going to get snuffed out tonight. This is a few and far between as it relates to conversation for us to have for national growth and development. Guys, make sure you pick up the paper. There's a great deal of things in the papers today. I want to be as decent as possible and say to you, you need to read Tinkering on the Edges. Tinkering on the Edges. That was a good piece in the paper. They also, Representative Democracy in the Bahamas, these are letters to the editor, Tinkering on the Edges and Representative Democracy in the Bahamas. You got to read those things. These are good, good pieces in there. And it really, like I started off the show to talk to you about, it really shows us that a great deal of people are participating. And I'm grateful for the participation. I see this line lit up. I don't know if that's Sparky. I know you can cuss me. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. You got a caller? No? Sparky, if that's you, I didn't answer that line three times. So I will accept no cussing from you today. Amen? Text me, 827-0111. And you cuss me there. You're not going to cuss me live on there. You need to stop it, right? And guys, there was a great paper. There was a great piece in the paper. I told you on Monday, January 22nd, Craig Butler actually spoke. Craig Butler put a little article in the newspaper. He's a criminal defense lawyer, right? Sitting at home recouping, in many ways from, some issues that happened. But he continues to be able to participate with his knowledge. And so he put some information in the paper. It was in the Tribune paper now, a letter to the editor in the Tribune paper that actually spoke about the Bail Act, making amendments to these particular things and the hanging. We started to talk about it yesterday. We need to be abreast and stay current as to exactly what's happening. Christina Galanis is in the paper today also being able to take on the government and indicate that it is impossible for the government to take on a position outside of their jurisdiction. It is impossible. It is impossible for the government to do these particular... They don't have the right. They don't have the right. How can they do these particular things? Let me read a little piece. Attorney Christina Galanis told the Tribune, this is the Tribune, yesterday that the legislature cannot amend the judge's unfettered right to grant bail. She noted that the significant backlog of the cases increased the likelihood that people will get bail. It's not for the politicians to tell judges to decide how or what manner of exercise their judicial discretion. This is in the papers, guys. Make sure you pick up these particular papers and stay abreast as to what's happening. This is what it is. This is when politicians say that we're going to be able to give it to those particular stakeholders and community activists and so forth and so on and go to a committee. The committee is us. The committee is us. Collectively, we need to participate, whatever we are. Whoever we are, wherever we are, we need to participate and say to the government, this doesn't make sense. We're tinkering on the edges. Read these particular things. I might just get a clip and put it out there so you can be able to see that. We're 2 minutes out. I see the phone lining lit up. Give me 30 seconds. 30 seconds, go ahead. No? You're gone? I'm not going to fight you. We're here to do these things. Guys, I am grateful for you. I'm grateful to you to being able to participate with me in these great conversations that we're having in our country, in our space for true growth and development. I wasn't going to come in tomorrow. I had some plans. We made significant modifications to that plan. We're going to see how it goes. I'm grateful to be with you guys. Tomorrow, we're going to be live in full effect, chopping the thing down, continue to talk about crime, its reduction, and the importance of all of us participating. Three things: love them, feed them, teach them. Great stuff, guys. I thank you so very kindly. If you want to be a part of the Small Business Thursday, you got to give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM Radio. I'm going to see you tomorrow. God spare, right here.
The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.